Mesechtes Menachah is Daf Yud Ches, 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Ches and Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph stated, HaKoymitzis HaMincha Lechol Dova She'in Da'akal Lechol, or Lahakte Dova She'in Da'akal Lahakter, if while doing Kmitzah on a Mincha, one had Kavona to eat the Kmitzah, or to eat the Levoina, or one had Kavona to be Makted Shirayim, Chutzl Mekoymoy, Chutzl Zmanoy, Chacham hold that the carbon would still be kosher, as Batlo Daitai Eitzel Kaladam. However, Rabbi Elazar hold that this would still be an improper Kavona, therefore the carbon would be puzzle. We already discussed if the din of Rabbi Elazar is a din d'oraisa, and if one had kavanah of chutzos manoi, then not only would the korban be puzzle, but the korban would be pigol, and if he ate from the shirayim, then he'd be chayiv kares, or is it only a gzeirah d'rabbanon? And it seemed that Rashi held that the Gemara came out that it's only a gzeirah d'rabbanon. And although the machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah was discussing a korban mincha, however, in the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, the Gemara brought a braisa, we saw the same machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Elazar, but the gay regular carbon, and as the Brisa stated, Hashechet es hazavach lishtais midomim l'macha lahakti mibisar l'macha lechom eimuv l'macha. So the Tanakhama holds that will be kosher, and once again, Rabbi Elazar is chilek, and he holds that the carbon would be pasul. And the Brisa taught us that if while one was in the middle of shechting a carbon, had kavana to drink something which is not da'akri lishtais or lechol, or he had kavana to be makter dovish ein da'akri lahakter. So once again, we have the same machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, as the Chacham holds but lo daiti leitzel kol adam. And therefore, his machshav would not passel the carbon, whereas Rabbi Elazar holds that the carbon would be passel. Then the Braisa brought a scenario, laniach midomi l'macha, Rabbi Yehuda paisel, if while shechting a carbon, although he did not have kavanah to drink the dam, but only had kavanah to leave part of the dam until the morning, Rabbi Yehuda taught us that the carbon would be passel. And on the top of Daf Yud Ches and Aleph, the Gemara explained that Rabbi Yehuda sava b'hanach pligi, but laniach dibra kol passel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that although there is machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Elazar, even b'negei a regular carbon, as if while doing shchita, one had kavanah, lechol davish in dakel lechol, all hak to davish in dakel hak there, that the chum would hold that's kosher, and Rabbi Elazar would hold its puzzle. And with Zokra Yudah, then the case laniach, even the chum would agree that although it would not be a case of pigol, however, the karm would be puzzle. And as the Gemara explains, my timer, Xer mixes damai otto kol damai, and our Gemara now begins, Visov Rabbi Yudah, laniach midamal macha, divra kol puzzle. That is it true, Rabbi Yudah really holds that if someone had kavana while he was shechting a carbon, he would leave over some of the dam until the next morning, then everyone agrees that it will be pasul. Let's keep in mind that Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bilai, and the Gemara now continues about Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa that Amr Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who's not Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bilai, he stated, Kishalachti lematzis midoisa itzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, va'amri lo lematzis midoisa shor Elazar ben Shemua, and the Lashon of Mitzui is to squeeze something out. Rashi explains the difference between the first and second versions, as Rashi states, lematzis midoisa leidom mitzu tomudai v'lishol sveikasai, wanted to squeeze out my own learning and to ask questions regarding things I had a suffix on. And I wanted to ask these questions from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. And Rashi continues that the second version is L'matzos midoisav L'lamid L'matzos Masha Rabbi Elazar Chacham Mimeni. Since Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was smarter and knew more than Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, so Rabbi Yehuda Anasi went to visit Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua in order to learn from and to squeeze out the knowledge of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom Ve'ikad Amri L'lomay Masechta Shalay L'mati. Gemara tells us Matzasi Yosef Abavli Yeshiv Lefanov, and Rebbe found that Yosef Bavli was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Vayichov loy b'yosa abla achas, and Rashi brings down two pshatim as number one. Vayichov Yosef l'Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua loved Yosef Bavli. V'sivavoy b'alachos atchegil l'alacha achas shel zvachim. They were learning halachos until they reached halacha b'negei zvachim, which we will discuss. And lashon achar, and Rashi brings down a second pshat. Vayichov l'Yosef kol mashu Rabbi Elazar malamdei atchegil l'alacha achas. Yosef Bavli loved everything that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua taught him until he reached this halacha, where we'll see that Yosef Bavli was not happy. Ayin in Taisis Diba Maschel Ad Achas, but Megill Stern, Rabbeinu Nissim Goris Ad La Achas, Pirish Ad Ma'oid, Kim Takminon Ma'oid Lachoda, as the Shita points out, that when the Torah states in Pashas Bereishis, Vihinei Toy Ma'oid, and the Targum is Toghin Lachoda, and similarly in Pashas Noach, when the Pasuk states Gavru Ma'oid, so Targum states Takifu Lachoda, Yosef Bavli was extremely beloved by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Then Taisa states V'yesh Meforshim Ad Achas Ad Nefesh Nikras Yechida. Once again, the Shita states Ki Yechida Beguf, the Nefesh stands alone in a person's body. He explains Chav like Kanafshi, that he was beloved to me like my soul. Gemara continues Amoloi Rebbe Hashecha Sazevach Laniach Midomim Lomacha Ma'u. Yosef Bavli asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua this exact shayla, and he asked him, Rebbe, what would Halacha be if someone shechts a carbon, and while he shechted the carbon, he had kavana that he's going to leave the dam until the next morning? morning, Amaloi and Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel responded to Yesu Bavli, the carbon would be kosher, and Arvis Amaloi kosher, Shachris Amaloi kosher, and Tzurayim Amaloi kosher. Since Yesu Bavli was not happy with his response, the Yesu Bavli kept asking this question to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, and he asked this question at night, as well as in the morning, as well as in the afternoon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel answered the same, and he answered that the carbon would be kosher. However, Mincha, when Yesu Bavli asked this question from Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a bit later in the day, so Amaloi, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel answered, kosher, that the halacha is that it's kosher, El Shua Beleza Paisel. However, you should know that it is a Das Yachid, as Rabbi Elazar holds the carbon would be Pasel, and not only is Rabbi Elazar Das Yachid, but Rabbi Elazar Shamuti, and therefore certainly we don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara tells us, Tzavu Panav Shel Yesu Bavli, that Yesu Bavli's face shone as he was very happy and excited that he finally told him that there is a Shita of Rabbi Elazar that's Pasel's. Amaloi and Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua said to Yesu Bavli, Yosef Kemeduma Ani Shalei Kivanu Shmuseinu Adata, that seems to me that up until this point, you weren't happy with the way I responded to you. And Amaloi and Yosef Bavli responded, Rebbe Hain, or some agrees, Hain Rebbe Hain, this is true, and I wasn't happy until this point. And the reason is, Elish Rebbe Huda Pasel Shanali, and I previously learned directly from Rebbe Huda, the carbon would be Pasel, the Chazatia Kol Tamido, Vubikashli Chav of Loy Metzasi, and then I went around to all of Rebbe Huda's Talmidim to ask them if they heard this psak from Rebbe Huda, and didn't find anyone that remembered that Rebbe Huda taught them this din. And as Rashi states, Vayisi Misyari Shema Shechachti, therefore I was concerned that possibly I forgot something that I learned from Rebbe Huda. However, Achshav Shishanisli Pasel, Hechzatli Avidasi, however, now that you taught me that there is a Manda Omer that holds that the karma would be Pasel, so it's as if you returned Aveda to me, I'm very happy. Gemara tells us, Zogu Enov Shav Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua Demois, that Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua started crying, and Ami stated, Ashrechem Talmid Chamim Shadivir Torah Chaviv Alechem Yesa, that how praiseworthy are the Talmid Chamim, that the Divir Torah so beloved by them, and Karo Lov HaMikra Azeh, and he stated this Pasuk in regard to Yosef HaBavli, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Ma Havti Torah Secha Kol Yom Yisi Chasi, and how beloved is the Torah to me, since I love it so much, so therefore I want to speak about it every single day. Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua also told Yosef HaBavli, even though in this case the Pasuk is that the carbon is a kosher, as that is the Das HaRabim, however, let me explain the reason why your Rebbe told you that the carbon would be Pasul. And Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua explained that Ha Mipnei She Rebbe Huda Bnei She Rebbe Loi, Rebbe Loi Talmid She Rebbe Elazar, Lefikach Shanal Cha Mishnas Rebbe Elazar, since you heard this member from Rebbe Huda, and Rebbe Huda is the son of Rebbe Loi, and Rebbe Loi was the Talmud of Rebbe Elazar, therefore Rebbe Huda wanted to tell you a Pasuk from his father's Rebbe, and that's why he told you the carbon would be Pasul. And as Rashi brings from Masechta Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin Beis, that we see that Rebbe Loi was the Talmud of Rebbe Elazar, as the Gemara tells us, Maisub Rebbe Loi, Shehoch Lach Bil Panei Rebbe Elazar. Now that the Gemara brought down this entire Braisa and this entire story, the Gemara now asks this question. The Gemara is bothered that how can you tell me Yehuda held Laniach Divrei HaKol Pasul, and there's no machlekes between the Rabban and Rebbe Elazar, and all agree that the Karm would be Pasul. The Gemara now asks, V'isak Daitach Divrei HaKol Pasul Snaya, that if you're going to have a Hamina, and Yehuda actually stated that even Rabban agreed to Rebbe Elazar, then in the case where someone had a Kavana Laniach, then all agree that it would be Pasul. Exactly, Avedasi, why did Yosef HaBavli state that you returned my Aveda as Iunami plucked the Kamalei? As it turns out, Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua did not clarify anything for Yosef HaBavli, as Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua just told Yosef HaBavli that even by Kavonis HaNuach, there is a machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. And as Rashi states, Ma'echzatli Avedasi, that how could Yosef HaBavli have stated to Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua that you have returned an Aveda to me if Lemaisa Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua not actually helped Yosef HaBavli at all? And as Rashi explains, Halei Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua k'Rabbi Yehuda, that Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua didn't actually say like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda told Yosef HaBavli that Laniach Divrei HaKol Pasul, and Rebbe Elazar ben Shmua just told Yosef HaBavli, even in a case of Kavonis Laniach, there's still a machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim, and as Rashi states, V'kash L'mada Amal El, Rabbi Yehuda Savel Laniach Divrei HaKol Pasul, therefore clearly it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda originally stated that in the case of Kavonis Laniach, that all would agree that the carbon is Pasul. And some agrees in Rashi, Iunami, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, plucked to Kabbalay, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua told him that there's a machlekes, Keshar Talmidim, just like the other Talmidim, who weren't moited to Yosef HaBavli, that Rabbi Yehuda stated Divrei HaKol Pasul. However, the Gemara is still bothered, as the Gemara is, Elamai, that what are you going to tell me? Really, Yosef HaBavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda in a case where someone had Kavanas Yinuach, that there is a machlekes, and the Tanakam would hold kosher of Rabbi Elazar Paisel last night. Rabbi Yehuda taught him that there is still a machlekes, and according to the Tanakama, the carbon would be kosher, while according to Rabbi Elazar, the carbon would be pasul. Certainly, that can't be true, as he If it's true that Yosef HaBavli actually heard from Rabbi Yehuda that his machlek is between the Rabbon and Rabbi Elezer, even in the case of Kavonas Hinuach, and it would then turn out that Rabbi Elezer ben Shemua told him that it's possible, he actually was telling him that there is a machlek is between Rabbonan and Rabbi Elezer, which would be exactly as Rabbi Yehuda taught this to Yosef HaBavli. But if so, why would Rabbi Elezer ben Shemua have to explain to Yosef HaBavli the reason why Rabbi mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Elezer is because he wanted to mention the sheet of his father's Rebbe? Lemaisif, we're now explaining that Rabbi Yehuda actually taught both of the sheetos, and he explained that by Kavanas Hinuach, there's still a machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Elezer, so certainly there's nothing special about him mentioning Rabbi Elezer. And as Rashi explains, that when Rabbi Elezer ben Shmua dated Havim Pesh Rabbi Yehuda ben Eshu Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi, Talmidus Rabbi Elezer, Lefika Shon al Chomishus Rabbi Elezer, it would be Mashmam Pesh Chaviva Lov, Shona, Veloi Shalacha Kaini, that the reason why he mentioned Rabbi Elezer is because it was beloved to him, and not because the Halacha follows Rabbi Elezer. However, that doesn't show any chavivas, as Rabbi Elezer ben Shmua himself mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Elezer. Therefore, it can't be that Yosef HaBavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda where one had kavana laniach, and there was still a machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. Because of this question, so the Gemara explains, El Olam Divrei HaKol Pasul Asnayid, really Yosef HaBavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda where someone had machshavas hinuach, then Divrei HaKol Pasul, then even Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elezer that the karma would be pasul. My exactly Ridasi, when Yosef HaBavli was happy, and he told Rabbi Elezer ben Shmua that he returned my Aveda to me, so even though it's true that Rabbi Elezer ben Shmua actually told him that his machlek is between Rabbi Elezer and Chachamim, and he didn't tell him exactly like Rabbi Yehuda stated, as Rabbi Yehuda held the Niach Divrei HaKol Pasul. However, Yosef HaBavli was still very happy, the Hadalei Mio Shum Pasus Ba'ilam, as he was finally able to verify that there is a sheet in the world that holds that the Karbon would be Pasul. And up until this point, every time Yosef HaBavli asked the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda as to what Rabbi Yehuda held, they all said Rabbi Yehuda held that it would be kosher. They didn't mention any other shita. Therefore, Yosef HaBavli was very happy, as he felt that he didn't forget anything, and he actually heard from Rabbi Yehuda that laniach divrei HaKol Pasul. Before we begin the next mishnah, let us start with akdama. Number one, any korban that requires shemen requires at least a loik shemen. Number two, for every korban mincha that required shemen, the following was the procedure. As initially, even prior to the flour being placed in the kli shareis, they would place some oil on the bottom of the kli shareis, and that was called matan shemen b'kli. Then they would place the flour into the kli, and then they would put shemen into the flour, and they would mix the flour and the oil together, and that was called belila. Finally, they had a third nesina of shemen, they would pour more shemen into the mincha, and that was called yitzika. This procedure was done by the minchas seilas, by the minchas machvas, and minchas macheshes. Number three, by all menachos, where they would bake the bread before they would actually do the kmitza, which as Rashi tells us, refers to the minchas machvas, the minchas macheshes, and the mincha mafeitana, after they baked the bread and before they did the kmitza, so they would break up the bread into pieces. As we will see in Daf Ayin Hamabez, that there will be a machlekes as to how they broke up the bread. And Rashi brings one of the shitas that they would fold it into two parts and then fold it again. And then they would break it into four parts. Each part was at least a kazayas. And as Rashi teaches us in the Mishnah, that the pasuk in Pasuk VaYikra states, "Patayis Oisipitim va'afagad d'minchas machmas hudichsev huadin l'chal menachis hanafis chila kagoyin macheshes u'mafitana shekulim boyis esa eser." They first baked them into 10 separate loaves. Umitzvah lepeitun kulon va'achin koymetz. Taisis on Daf Yud Ches and Beis brings the other shita that they would actually break up the bread into very small pieces. And as Taisis brings, that they would machzel sultan, and the pieces were as fine as flour. Finally, keep in mind that although our Mishnah will discuss various procedures that were performed during the Karban Mincha, however, the Mishnah does not bring this in the proper Seder, and we'll discuss this a bit later. And let us now learn our Mishnah, as our Mishnah will teach us 18im, as the Mishnah teaches us, lo yotzak, lo bolal, v'lo posas, v'lo molach, v'lo henef, lo higish, oish pasam pitim rubais, finally, v'lo mashachon, kshira, that all these cases, the Mincha would be kosher. Let us now explain our Mishnah. When the Mishnah states, lo yotzak, so the Gemara's Havmin will be that the Mishnah means that the one didn't do the third pouring of oil at all. However, keep in mind that certainly the Gemara understood that prior to this point, he definitely poured in a like shemen, as otherwise the mincha would be pasul. And as we already explained, Rashi explains that the term layotzak refers to yitzik achreina, the betchila nesin shemen b'kli, acha kein selis, v'nesin la shemen u'boilel, v'chayzev v'yitzik shemen. However, the Gemara will point out that certainly yitzika is ma'akev, and it can't be that this is the pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara will explain that when our Mishnah stated layotzak, Mishnah means that the Akoyan did not do yitzika, and instead Azar did yitzika, and even so the mincha is kosher. The Mishnah then continued to discuss the second pouring of shemen, and as the Mishnah stated, Loi Balal, as we will see, that Benigeya Belila, the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim, that number one, that if someone doesn't do Belila at all, then it's not Ma'akev. Number two, if a Kohen doesn't do Belila, and a Zohar does Belila, then the carbon would still be kosher. Benigeya Loi Balal, Rashi points out, Uchagoyin Shinasan Kol Loi B'matan Arishayin, certainly since, as we previously explained, the minimum amount of Shemen that is required for a Mincha is a Loik Shemen, therefore it must be they already placed Loik Shemen into the Mincha, as if he actually didn't place the full amount of the leg, and the mincha would be puzzle. And in Mefarshim, we discuss why Rashi states they placed the leg during the Matan Rishon, as he could have placed the entire leg shemen between the first pouring and the third pouring, even though he didn't do the second pouring at all. And the Mishnah states a third din, if one doesn't break up a mincha that was already baked before the kmitza, and as Rashi states, vizem loy pasas elekate kmitza kasha, but as long as you broke at least one piece that was the size of the kmitza, then the mincha would still be kosher. And the Mishnah brings a fourth in that if one doesn't place salt on the kmitza, then the mincha would still be kosher. However, even though the mincha would still be kosher, it would still be oivan alav and issa say. And as the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra, the chol korban minchascha ba melech timloich v'lo sash bis melech brisa lekecha me'al minchasecha al kol korban chotakar melech. And number five, v'lo hinif, that even if someone doesn't do tufa on a mincha that requires tufa, the mincha would still be kosher. And Rashi states, b'minchas choyte, or some agrees, b'minchas oimer, v'knois, and the mincha of the seita, the tu'unis trufa, v'perakal menachais. The Mishnah continues with the sixth din, v'loi higish, even if the kohen did not bring the kli that had the kmitza to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, then the mincha would still be kosher. The seventh din in the Mishnah is, I should pass some pitim rubais. The Gemara will have two different explanations to explain these words. Either this means they didn't break up the bread into small pieces, and instead he broke them into large pieces, or it means that instead of breaking them into a small amount of pieces, he broke them into a large amount of pieces, and even so, the mincha is kosher. Finally, number eight, v'loy meshachon, as Rashi explains, oisan tunis meshicha, this refers to those kabanis menachais, which after they were already baked, the pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, or rekikim matzish meshuchim bashamen, that they should be smeared with oil. However, if one doesn't smear them with oil, karban mincha would still be kosher, and ayin gaban teisis divu mascha loy molach v'loy hinev v'loy higish, as we already mentioned, teisis points out, loy dikdek beseda, that the Mishnah is not being medactic in an exact order, the tnufa kaidemus l'malicha, the tnufa as well as hagasha, as well as petita, were all done prior to salting the kmitza. The salting was only done once the kmitza was already on the mizbeach. Taisus brings from the Brisa Masech the Seita, v'heinev v'hegish, kametzu malach v'hikter, clearly melicha came after, and Taisus continues, v'oyed amin b'gemara, we will also see on daf chafel min aleph, the ein loyma loy malach koyen elazar, as v'chisala daitach shizor kar v'itzel mizbeach, v'heinu mishum shahoysa melicha acha tnufa v'hagasha, and ayin deshitu also points out that the first two cases of Mishnah are also out of order, as certainly Belila came prior to Yitzika, and in the Teres Yisrael on our Mishnah that states, Kol Mishnah Shnuy al Pisei de Mechuvin, ki mitchil Roshana Tana Yitzika, Belila, Petito Melicha, Heina Bo Avoide, Shekshiris Bezor, Afilu Rabchila, Va'afo Pish Lashon al Fisei Dasi Asan, and even though the Mishnah doesn't mention them in the order that they were actually performed, Achshon al Fiasei de Shehuskub Psukim, but the Mishnah mentioned them in the order that they're brought in the Psukim, as we find in Parak Beis in Parshas Vayikra, in Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Vav, and Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ol B'Seif Shana Tufa V'Agasha Sheshteim Einan Kasheir Bizar El B'Diavad V'Zkirim Lefi Seid Asi Yosam Metchila Tufa V'Achre HaGasha. The Gemara now begins, My Leyotzak, when the Mishnah stated Leyotzak, what does that refer to? As Ilem Leyotzak Klal, as if it means that the Karm Mincha would still be kosher, even though one did not do the third pouring of Shemen. The Gemara is, Ikuvik Silba, certainly Yitzika is Ma'akev, and as Rashi brings down, Don Nemri Yitzika B'Minchas HaSeiles, V'Nishnes B'Minchas Machvas, as in Pashas Vayikra, B'Negeda Minchas Seiles, the Pasuk states in Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, V'Nefer Kisakrav Karma Minchal Hashem, Seiles Yer Kabanoi, V'Yotzikal Hashem, V'Nasal Al-Levayna. Then in regard to the Minchas Machvas, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vav, Asa Is Isopitim, V'Yotzakal Hashem, and Minchahi, and as we've already mentioned many times, that Amin Al-Kamon, on Daf Yutessam and Beis, Kamakish V'Hichsa V'Shona Akasa B'Teres Mincha, Eino El-Akiv, and both of these Pesukim, the Torah commands us, V'Yotzakal Hashem, that you should make sure to do Yitzika, and therefore it's Ma'akev. Rashi continues and brings another Makar, as Inami, Dichsiv, as Benegay, the Minchas Machvas, the Pasuk Gur state of Yitzakta La Shemen, and the Pasuk state of Mincha He, and we learn out He Mincha, V'loy Shalay Yatzik Mincha, as we have a Klal, the call He is a Kuva, and Rashi is bothered, V'afagav da Shinalei Be'il Menachais, L'mu'ute Minchas Mafim Yitzika, that even though from the words Mincha He, we learn out that the only time that Yitzika applies is only only by the Minchas Machbas and the Minchas Seiles, but not by the Minchas Mafitano, but Shamina Nami, Kuvimine, or the Maisa from this Pasuk was still able to learn that Yitzika is Ma'akev. He causes this question, so the Gemara continues and explains that when our Mishnah stated Lo Yotzak, it doesn't mean that he didn't do Yitzika at all. The Mishnah is teaching us Lo Yotzak Koyin al Azar, that even if the Koyin did not do Yitzika and Azar did Yitzika, that the Mincha would be kosher, and I and Mefarshim to discuss that it's Mashma, that's only Bidiyeved, and it's not L'Chatchila, Ayin Sham. However, the Gemara continues, Ihochi, that if you're explaining that when the Mishnah stated Lo Yotzak, that certainly there's a requirement to do Yitzika, and the Mishnah is just telling us that if Azar does Yitzika, it would still be kosher, then Leibol Nami, Leibol Koyin al Azar, then we should also learn B'negeya Belila, that the Mishnah is just telling us if Azar did Belila, then the Mincha would be kosher, Haloi Bola Klal Psula. It would seem that if one would not do Belila at all, the Mincha would be Pasul, just like if one did not do Yitzika. And we continue on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara is Vatznan, but we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis, Shishim Nivlalim, Shishim Ve'echad Ein Nivlalim, Ve'avinim Ba Ke'in Nivlalim, I have a Vatznan, but in our Mishnah we learned, Loi Bola Ksheira. In order to answer this question, V'am Rab Zira, Kal Roi Lubila, Ein Bila Ma'kevis Bai, V'chol She'in Roi Lubila, Bila Ma'kevis Bai. The Gemara is bothered, how can you say that Bila would be Ma'akev if the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis teaches us one Mincha cannot have more than 60 Yisarin of flour? The reason is because when one places 60 Yisarin of flour together with one leg of Shemen, then it could still be mixed together. However, if one would place 61 Yisarin of Seiles together with a leg Echad of Shemen, then it would not mix together well. Therefore, if one wants to bring 61 Yisarin of Seiles for a Mincha, they would have to bring two separate Menachais, one of 60 Yisarin, one Mincha with one Yisarin. As Rashi initially explains, that this Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel obeys is going like the Shita Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that when bringing a Mincha, then one is capped at bringing one lug of shemen with every mincha. And Zok Rashi, Hilkach lo yavi samach alf esreinim b'kli echad, lefi she'in rishoy, lasit sham shnei lugin, one can't add in more than one lug to a mincha, uch Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, darim perek shtei midois, afilu mincha shel shishim yisarin, ein la la luga. However, Rashi continues that we could explain that this mishnah is even going according to Rabbanon, who hold that when one brings a carbon of shishim yisarin, then one is allowed to bring 60 leg of shemen together with all of that flour. However, even so, the mincha teaches us that the maximum size of a carbon mincha is 60 yisarin, and you can't bring a carbon mincha of 61 yisarin, as Kim Lahu de'inu v'lom yafa b'kli echad, as Rabbanon evaluated that if one has 61 yisarin of a seiles, and since the kli will be so large, it will be impossible for a regular person to mix it up very well. The Gemara was bothered with the Mishnah, as how could the Mishnah state that there's a problem if you can't mix it up very well, if our Mishnah just taught us that if someone doesn't do belila at all, that the mincha would still be kosher? In order to answer this question, Sir Abzeri explained that although it's true that one doesn't have to do Belila at all, however, even so, it has to be Shaykh to do Belila, since if someone brings 61 Yisarin of Seiles, then it's impossible to mix up that flour, and it's Ein Roi Lubila, certainly in that case, Belila would be Ma'akev. Therefore, our Gemara is bothered that clearly we see that the Gemara explained that when our Mishnah stated Le Bolo Kshira, that Mishnah means that one did not do Belila at all, and even so, it would be Kosher. And if so, since we explained that when the Mishnah stated Le Bolo Kshira, it means that one doesn't have to do Belila at all. So Lachir, when our Mishnah stated Lo Yotzak, it also means that one doesn't have to do Yitzika at all. Yitzika would not be Ma'akev. And as Rashi states, Alma Midashani Lo in Bila Ma'akevis Boy, Shema Mino Lo Bol de Masisin Lo Bol Klal Mashma, Vuhadin de Lo Yotzak. However, the Gemara responds, Mide Iria, Hakad Isa, Vahakad Isa, that you can't bring a Raya, as each case of the Mishnah is discussing a different din. As Lo Yotzak, and when the Mishnah stated Lo Yotzak, certainly Yitzika is Ma'akev, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that Lo Yotzak Koyin al Azar. However, when the Mishnah states Le Balol, so since we know that Belila is not Ma'akev, so not only is the Mishnah teaching us that Belila would be Kasher Bazar, but the Mishnah is also teaching us that if one doesn't do Belila at all, that the Mincha is still Kasher. The Mishnah continues and jumps to the eighth case of our Mishnah. The third case of the Mishnah was Vele Pasas, and then the Mishnah stated Oisha Pasam Pitim Rubais, that the Mincha would still be Kasher. The Gemara is bothered, Hashtle Pasas Klal Kshira, that if the Mishnah just taught us in the third case of the Mishnah that even if one doesn't break up the Karm Mincha at all, that the Karm Mincha would be kosher. So Peter Meruba is Mibayi, then certainly if someone broke up the Karm Mincha into larger pieces, then certainly it would be kosher. The Gemara now brings two Terutzim, and Taisus explains that the first Teretz of the Gemara, specifically going according to the Manda Amad, that Rashi brought down in the Mishnah, that holds that when you break up the Mincha, you Kaifel Echel L'Shnayim V'Shnayim L'Aba, and you break up the Mincha only into four large pieces. Therefore, the Gemara is, my Peter Meruba is Shiriba Batitin, the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, even though we already stated that if you don't break up the mincha at all, it would be kosher. But one would think that since you have to break it up into four pieces, and if you broke it up into more than four pieces, then maybe it would not be kosher, kamash blah, and that even if you broke it up into smaller pieces, it would still be kosher. If he said, a lashon rubos doesn't mean large pieces, but instead it means a lot of pieces. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, or I could explain another pshat, and as Taisa points out, this is going according to the Manda Amar that holds that machzil sultan, in the chathchila, one must break down the karb mincha into very fine flour and break it down into very small pieces, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, la'ilam pitam rubos mamish, that if one breaks the karb mincha into large pieces and not into very small pieces, so the mincha is still kosher, and even though the Mishnah already taught us that one doesn't have to break up the mincha at all, but ma'or tema, what one may have thought, hasamud ikateris chalos alein, that at least in the third case of the Mishnah, one didn't break the karb mincha at all and only broke off one piece for the kmitza, so in that case, you basically have full chalos, therefore it would still be kosher. Avol hachad leiteris chalosik of leiteris petitinika, in the seventh case of the Mishnah, one broke all the loaves into large pieces instead of breaking them to very small pieces, so in this case, not only don't you have a shem challah, as they're already broken into pieces, but they are also not very small pieces. Possibly the mincha should be pasul and kamash blan, and therefore Mishnah teaches us that even in this case, the mincha would still be kosher. Gemara continued that we just learned in the Mishnah that yitzik is kshir bizar, as we explained in the Mishnah that belila as well as melicha would be kosher bizar as well. Our Gemara now is leim masisin leker Rab Shimon. Let us say that our Mishnah cannot be going like the shita Rab Shimon, but we will see that Rab Shimon holds that these avodas have to be done by a kohen. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya Rab Shimon Omer kol kohen shein meida ba avoda in lechilah pekuna. Any kohen that not meida about the avoda does not have a right to a chilek of the kabanos. Doesn't have a right to the matnas kuna. Shenema, as the pasuk states in Pashas Tzav, hamakrav es dam hashlam v'sachilim b'nei Aaron loisiyah shekei omel mana. Only a kohen that is meida to the din that one has to be makrav the dam hashlamim and the chilev of the shlamim on the mizbeach would have a right to the matnas kuna of the shekei yomim l'mana. As Rav Shimon continues that we learn from this pasuk, meida b'avoda yesh lechilek b'kuna. However, she'ino meida b'avoda in lechilek b'kuna. And a bit later, we will get back to explain exactly what Rav Shimon means when he stated kol kohen she'ino meida b'avoda. However, Rav Shimon continues that l'maisa this pasuk only speaks about a korban shlamim and only speaks about someone that's being makrav the dam and being makrav the chilev. Therefore, Rav Shimon continues ve'in li'el azubul bad. One may think that this din only applies to these items that are mentioned in this pasuk. Minayin l'rabbis tesvav avodos, and how do we know that it applies to all avodos, including the following 15 avodos? Rav Shimon continues with the list of avodos that have to be done by a kohen. And as Rav Shimon states, hayitzikos va'belidos va'petitos va'melichos va'tnufos va'agoshos va'kmitzos va'aktoris va'melichos va'kabolos va'zois va'shkoyes soita va'rifas egla taras mitzuria unesias kapayim bein bifnim bein bechot minayin tamen loimim b'nei aron avoda mesura l'b'nei aron. Therefore, if a kohen is not moida in any of the avodos that are given over to the b'nei aron, then that kohen wouldn't have a right to the matnas kuna. Most of these items are self-explanatory. Rashi states hakabolos refers to kabolos hadam, and Mefarshim explained that zois refer not only to zois hadam but also to all different types of zrikas hadam and matonis hadam. And as we know, the kohanim were the ones that gave a seita to drink for the meyamorim, even though the pasha of egla rufa was given to the zakenim. And the pesukim and pasha shavtim tell us v'yotzes a kenech v'shavtecha. The pasuk states v'lachu ziknei irhi eglas bakar, and the pasuk also states v'ridu ziknei irhi as a egla. Rather in parak chafalev pasuk hey, the pasuk states v'nikshu akoinim b'nei levi kibom bocha Hashem alakech l'shosir l'varach b'shem Hashem v'al piyam yeh kol riv v'chol noga. This part of the procedure of the egla rufa was done by the koinim, and we see that Rav Shimon considers this an aveda, and as the pasuk states l'shosir l'varach b'shem Hashem. And of course we know that the koin was involved in the process toward the tarius material, as he had to place his shemen and the dam on the tnuch oizen and on boyin yodoy and boyin ragloi hayimonis. And as Rashi explained, the sea is kapayim b'fnim b'yichas koinim that was done in the Azara. And as the pasuk in Pasha Shemini states, v'yisa aranis yodoy v'la'om v'yivorachim v'yiri ma'asoy sechatis v'ilu v'ashlamim, b'yichas koinim b'chutz is referring to b'yichas koinim that's done in every single city. And Rashi points out that even though if you count this list, you have 16 items, where v'zok Rashi in the sea is kapayim b'fnim v'chutz chadu choshev lei, l'maisa the Gemara proved from this braisa that even though our Mishnah stated that Yitzika and Lechiri Belila are kosher bizarre, however, clearly from this braisa we see that Rav Shimon holds that Yitzikas and Belilas have to be done by a kohen and not by a zar. And the Gemara continues, on Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman answers that really our Mishnah can be going like Rav Shimon and like kasha, and even so it's not a kasha from this braisa, as kambim chas kohenim, kambim chas Yisrael, and as he explains, minchis Yisrael, the bas kmitzi, mekmitz ve'elach mitzas kuna, that our Mishnah is talking about a regular regular mincha of Yisrael, and since a regular mincha of Yisrael requires kmitza, so the only time there's a requirement for a kohen is only from kmitza and forward, and limud al yitziko b'lilah shekshir bazar, and therefore Mishnah taught us that yitzika and b'lilah are even kosher when done by a zar. However, Zok Rav Nachman minchas kohenim de la bas kmitza may kar b'yikuna, and although certainly Rav Shimon agrees that by mincha Yisrael there is no requirement to have a kohen by yitzikas and b'lilahs, however Rav Shimon in the Braisa teaches us that even though a mincha of a kohen is kulei kolol, and therefore there is no kmitza, therefore there is a special requirement that a kohen has to perform all the avodas of a mincha of a kohen. Therefore, at least in the first two cases of the Braisa of Rav Shimon by yitzikas and b'lilahs, so Rav Shimon is teaching us that there is a possibility for a kohen to have to do yitzikas and b'lilahs, and that is referring to the case of a mincha of a kohen. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, that Rav responds to Rav Nachman that this teretz is not valid as mechte minchas kohen meches rabbi liyitzika min minchas Yisrael, that where do we know that minchas kohen actually requires yitzika is only from a limud from the minchas Yisrael, and ma hosam ksheir bizar afachanami ksheir bizar, since yitzika by minchas Yisrael is ksheir bizar, therefore the yitzika by minchas kohen is also going to be kosher bizar, and therefore back to our original point, it must be that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon. And the Gemara now continues with another version as to a teretz of Rav Nachman, and as to the question that Rava will ask Rav Nachman, both the answer of Nachman as well as the question of Rava will be very similar to the previous Gemara. And as the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman want to respond that Loi Kasha, that in the Chanami our Mishnah can really be going like Rav Shimon, and Kamid Kmatzais, Kamid Sheinik Kmatzais, and our Mishnah is discussing all of those Menachais that have a din of Kmitza, and that includes most Menachais aside from Minchas Kainim, which we already discussed, and a Minchas Nesachim, and since there is a din of Kmitza, therefore it's only Mikmitza Ve'ilach that is a requirement for a Kayin. However, Yitzika and Blila do not require a Kayin and can be done by a Zar. And when Rav Shimon taught us in the Braisa that Yitzika and Blila must be done by a Kayin, he was specifically referring to those Menachais that do not require Kmitza, not only includes the Minchas Kayinim, but also includes the Minchas Nesachim. Once again, since those Menachais are Kule Kolol, and it's not only the Kmitza that will go under Mizbeach, so we look at the entire Mincha on a higher level, and therefore even the Yitzika and Blila must be done by a Kayin and will be possible Zar. However, once again, Amalei Rava, the Rava response to Rav Nachman, Mechtei She'enik Matzahs Behechis Rabbi Yitzika Minik Matzahs. How do we know that Minchas Kayin and Minchas Asachim require Yitzika is only based on a limud from those Menachais Darin Kmatzahs? Therefore, Kinik Matzahs and Mahasab Ksheir Bazar, Afachanami Ksheir Bazar. Therefore, we have to learn the Din of Yitzika by the Enik Matzahs from the Nikmatzahs as well. And since we know that the Yitzika of those Kabanis and Nikmatzahs are Ksheir Bazar, therefore, even the Yitzika of the Innik Matzais are also going to be Kasha Bazar. And once again, Rava proves that you can't say that according to Rav Shimon, the only time they require is Yitzika and Belila to be done by a Kayin is only by a Minchas Kayin or by a Minchas Nesachim. And it must be that Rav Shimon holds that by all Menachais, Yitzika and Belila must be done by a Kayin and it's possible Bazar. And therefore, it must be that Rav Shimon is not the Tanava Mishnah. And as the Gemara continues, Machvato, Masistin, like Rav Shimon, that's the Dover Borer, that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon. And Ayin Rashi, that based on our Gemara, we see that our Mishnah holds that the only time there's a requirement to have a Kohen is only Mikmitzah Ve'elach, and Zok Rashi Kedichsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, V'nefesh Kisakrav Karav Mincha L'Hashem, Soy L'Siyah Kabanai, V'yotzak L'Hashem V'nasal L'Levayna, and only after that point does the Pasuk state, V'viel B'nei Aaron HaKohenim V'kametz Misham Molei Kumtzu Misaltu Mishamna Al-Kol V'nasa. And as we will see in the Gemara, in the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem Beis, that the Gemara will explain that this is the Makar for the Sheet of the Rabbanon, that it's only Mikmitzah Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kuhuna. And Rashi continues that Rav stated that we know the Din of Yitzika by Minchas Kainim from the Din of Minchas Yisrael. And as Rashi states, the Yitzika by Minchas Yisrael ksiv, v'gamina minash, shab minachas b'perak il minachas. The Pasuk in Pashva Yikra states, Pasuk isapitim v'yitzakta le'ashem and minchahi. And as Rashi states, that since the Pasuk states mincha, so we learn out, l'rabbis kol minachas l'kmitza v'yitzika. Before we finish, let us go back and explain a few points. As Rav Shimon stated, kol kohen she'enu moide ba'voida, in le'chilek b'kahuna. And Rashi Masechtas Chulin on Daf Kuflam and Beis on Beis states Sha'im Balibai Dava Hevelhu Vlei Tziva Mokim Hakav Le Kabanais Al Moshe Bodim Libai and Ritva Yes and Rashi Vlei Nihirli Dim Kain My Inlay Chilek Hamachai Misa Shekayf Bateris Moshe, that not only doesn't he have a Chilek but the Kain would be Chai Misa as he is a Kaifer, and therefore the Ritva explains Al Hachi Purusha She'inim Moido Bemixas Avodais Sha'im She'inim Tzrichais Ve'inim Chayva, and even though certainly he doesn't deny that Moshe received these mitzvahs from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however he states that they're not ma'akev, the Avodah, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Neshita, who's bothered that Rabbi Shimon stated, Ve'in li alazubul vad, minayin li rabbis, tesvav v'avodahs, and Rabbi Shimon then goes on to mention Kabbalahs, which refers to Kabbalah Sadam, and Neshita is bothered that the Pasuk that Rabbi Shimon learned from is from the Pasuk that states, Ha'makavis dam ashlamim, and that refers to Kabbalah Sadam, and why would Rabbi Shimon mention Kabbalah Sadam again? And as the Shita is, Ve'im Taima, Valoizu Atma Kabbalahi, Daminim Bizbachim, Ve'krivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam, and when we learn to Gemara, we already wrote Muramis to the Teretz, as he explains, Ve'ishloima, the boy Yashak Kabbalahis, the Lav the Shlamim, the Krodder Ve'krivu, Le Mari Elabishlamim, as since this Pasuk is Dafka talking about Ashlamim, therefore Rabbi Shimon's question is only regarding other Kabbalahis, and the Shita continues that even though this Pasuk B'negei Ashlamim mentions Hamakavis Dam Ashlamim, which refers to Matanis Hadam, the Lachayr Rabbi Shimon should once again mention his Rikais of other Kabbalahis, and as the Shita is, Vim Taimar, Im Kain, Amai Loi Tanis Rikais, Mishum Shazvachim, once again we will Muramis to the Teretz when we learn to Gemara, as the Shita answers, Ve'ishlema, the Havabuchal Azois, that Zrikais are included in the term Azor that Rabbi Shimon mentions, and as the Mepharshim explain, that we have a right to this from the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that speaks about Azor and doesn't speak about Zrika, Ve'akachach the Zrika Bechlal Azor, and Ayin Taisis of Masechtas Chulin and of Kuflam Megillah Mon Aleph that asks the same question of the Shita, is why does Rabbi Shimon have to mention Kabbalahs? This Pasuk states, Hamakavis Dam Ashlamim, you know, when the Pasuk states, Ve'kriu B'nei Aaron, we learn that Mekabbalah Ve'ilach Mitzvahs Kuna, and therefore we see that Lashem Ve'krivu is referring to Kabbalah, and Taisis answers, Ve'ishlema, the Hachach Kim Nechsiv Hamakavis Dam Ashlamim Ve'sachilev, that since in this Pasuk, the Pasuk doesn't only mention Dam, but it also mentions Chilev, Uvechilev Le'shayach Kabbalah, and B'negeah Chilev is not Shayach Kabbalah, even though the Pasuk used the term Hamakriv, however, B'negeah Dam Nami Le'mishtei Be'Kabbalah, that we would not explain that this Pasuk is referring to Kabbalah at all, and this Pasuk, the Lashon Ve'krivu, is referring only to Matanis Adam, just like it's only referring to be Makta the Chilev, and therefore, Rabbi Shimon had to bring a Makar, B'negeah Kabbalah, and let us see Taisis deal with Maschel, Minayin L'Rabbis, Tesvav Avodahs, and Taisis points out, that this Braisa doesn't mention Elocha, that Rabbi Shimon Tameid, L'Chashav L'Avodah, as Rabbi Shimon holds, that Elocha is not considered Avodah, Ayin and Taisis, and a couple lines later, Taisis bothered, Umiyu Kashar, that why did Rabbi Shimon only mention 15 Avodahs, that Kati Ik Avodahs Tuva, going Chum Sadeshen, Visidim Arachu, Shnei Gizre Itzim, Vidishim is Becha Primi Vamanera, Velechem Apanam Zichel Vaina, Taisis answers, Einachanami, but Vieshlema, the Ton of Ashayar, and Afagab the Ton of Minyana, Taisis points out that we even say the concept of a Ton of Ashayar, even when the Tana mentions a number, even though Rabbi Shimon mentioned the number 15. However, two lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis states, Mikol Mokam Tsarach Lutin Tam Minyana Lamute Mai, that why Rabbi Shimon mentioned 15, and Zok Taisis Vishema, Ton of Minyana Lamute Shchita, Vavshavin Tuach, She Avoid the Shein Mistrul Bnei Aaron, and Ayin the Shit, who is bothered that when Rabbi Nachman gave a Teretz, Kab b'Michas Koinim, and Kam b'Michas Yisrael, Heichim Watzalokme b'Michas Koinim, that how can you say that the Brice of Rabbi Shimon is specifically talking about b'Michas Koinim, Valoy Tonya Kmitzais, u'Michas Koinim Ein Kmitzais, as this Brice also mentions Kmitza, the Mincha of a Koin is Kulei Kolol, and doesn't require Kmitza at all. And once again, we already Miramis to the Teretz, as the Shita explains, V'Yishleima, the Milu Milik Tony, Valoy Koi Kmitzais, u'Michas Koinim, El Hashem Menachos, Ayin Shom. Finally, let's go back to Taisis at the top of the Amid, Diba Maschel v'Omer Rab Zera, Kolorei Labila, and Taisis bothered Minolei Rab Zera Ha, Leima Le Bal Koyin El Zor Kamei Bale Yotzak. When the Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah that we see from a Mishnah that there's no requirement of Belila at all, why didn't Rab Zera just answer that Ein Chinami a Mishnah doesn't mean that there's no requirement for Belila, as maybe Belila is Ma'akev just like Yitzika, and the Mishnah just meant that if a Zor would do Belila, then the Mincha would still be Kosher, and Taisis answers V'Shem Akimleid like Sivei Kuvu B'Belila, as Taisis Masechta Zivamis on Daf Kodala and Beis Deitz Yishleima the Kabbalah Hoyloi Dafilu Le Bala Cloud Leki Kuvu Ayin Shom, and our Taisis continues and is bothered that how can you say the Belila is not Ma'akev if it's Shana Bala Akev, as it mentions the Din of Belila multiple times in the Torah, and as Taisis is for Shana Bakra the Chesiv of Belila B'Michas Machvas U'Macheshes U'Mafitano over the Nesiim Traces Zimni, there are 12 mentions of Belila B'Hashem L'Mincha by the Pasha of Nesiim and Pashas Nasai. Taisis answers that although B'negei Yitzika, the Torah uses a term that's Lashon Sivoi, as the Pasuk states V'Yotzik Ala Hashemen, however the Pesukim never mention a Lashon Sivoi and only mention in a passive form, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, B'lulu B'Hashem L'Mincha, and as Taisis states V'Yishleimad L'Mishtam Mekro D'Lichto B'Shum D'Chto B'Lato B'Hashem B'Lashon Sivoi Ayin Ritva M'Sechtes Kedusha and Daf Chaf Hei, where he states L'Tikshilon L'Mai Damrin Hasam Shek Achol Pash Shnem Vinishlis Le Nishlin Shel Akev or Blue the Chazin the Hadri Kar Kabazimne Vafilo Hachi in Makev. And he explains the Hachi Gmir La Lachamish Messinai the Bila in Makaves the Golibach Mononami the Le Afka Labila Bloshan Say and Le Bloshan Sipur. And Tezis continues and he asks a question with the Gir Abzera as Abzera taught us a clal that Kolsha in a real Bila Bila Makaves by and Tezis bothered Minoli the Le Bay Royal Bila Meacha the Bila Le Makva and Tezis answers Vishlema Swarab Almu Kivin the Kosrach Monabila. And we will stop over here.